Here we go.
I do have one.
Welcome back!
We're so happy.
Well, it could be this little Argentinian number that we're drinking, this delicious bottle of Torontes. This actually you can find in your Welcome to Your New Home bags. Every time you move with White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, we give you a little present.
Oh, let's move every week. Yeah. Let's move all the time.
Give you a little present with all of your essentials that you're going to need that first night in your new place. And typically a bottle of wine is an essential. You just ask me. I designed the bags. So yeah, there you go. So yes, welcome back to the Vero Insider. It is halfway through the month of October.
It's crazy.
Already.
16 days to Halloween.
Yes, the countdown is on. You know, I'm so excited for Halloween this year. We're doing something different. We're going to be doing the Celebrate the Arts during the day for Halloween. And I know that for you, for those of you who aren't familiar with the Cultural Council, this is their annual festival. It is a gift that they give to all of the members to be able to highlight what it is that we do to the public. They do some great announcements and exposure for the event, the Celebrate the Arts. And last year there was thousands of people that had come through, but this year it actually falls on Halloween Day. So it's likely that there will be some wonderful children coming through in costume, I'm hoping. I know that my son will be dressed like a pilot. What's your son going to be this year, Faye?
He's not sure yet.
Well, and he's got time.
He's got time, but he's like, he's gone from that phase. Now he's turned 11.
I know.
It's like, I wanted to still dress him like a ninja. He's like, Mommy, you know, Halloween's supposed to be scary. I go, honey, have you not met your family members? We're good.
Ninja's not quite scary enough.
Right. Yeah, ninjas and stuff. So I can do the theatrical makeup on him. So I told him, whatever you decide, I'm good with. But,
oh, that's cool.
He watched, not by mommy's consent, but we had some cousins over, hence my comment. They watched an old 80s movie, Jeepers Creepers.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember that movie?
Yeah.
So he's like been saying, Jeepers Creepers. I'm like, stop. I know where that's from.
Goes, I know, it's in my head now. Just yeah. All you had to do is say it once. Bam,
it stays. Mm-hmm. But that the character from that was really intense. So he's like, maybe I can do that. I'm like, yeah.
Wow. Is that what happens when they turn 11? Oh, dear. Now this is my little pilot right now. Oh, dear. Nothing scary. Nothing's going to rub off on me. That's fantastic.
At least he's not the one jumping out of the plane, right?
Exactly.
I know. Can you believe our little daredevil over here, lifestyle concierge Javiro, she just jumped out of a plane last week.
Did you do that for yourself or for a client?
I was supposed to test the waters for everybody first, so you know, I had to be the one first one up. But no, I didn't do it for them, but I would absolutely recommend it to everyone because it was amazing.
And it was right here in Indian River County. You did it at Sebastian Skydive Sebastian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the guy was so funny. He's like, so was there a special occasion? Is it like a big old birthday or something? I'm like, no, it's Thursday.
It's Thursday. I have to work up my thirst.
It's Thursday morning and I needed something to do. I'm going to be here for 30 minutes and then come to the ground. I'm like, okay, let's go again. So much fun.
Captured it on video. It should be on your Facebook soon. Lifestyle Concierge.
I can't wait to see that.
I know. I've been waiting patiently.
I'm going to have my son like do some little excerpts for me because it's kind of long.
That makes sense.
It'll be really fun.
Now the pressure is on since we're talking about it live on the radio. So
that's right.
No strings attached. It's fine. Just sue it.
Ain't nobody get it up there and put it on there so we can see. But yeah, I would recommend it to everybody that's not scared of heights. And it was amazing.
Even if you are, just...
Are they open every day?
This is not the way that you want to break that habit of being afraid of heights.
I'm a little afraid of heights.
At 13,500 feet.
Yeah, I can refrain from that. I love being inside the plane. That is great. It is just a lovely place.
Well, the inside
of
this plane, there's nothing in there. It's just a flat bottom of the plane and about 10 or... probably about 10 people just sitting there with their gear on, just waiting to roll out of that door.
And you did it by yourself, or did you jump?
Oh, no, tandem with instructor.
You did tandem. Yeah,
you,
I was going
to
say.
You have to be instructed and trained very well before you can go doing this by yourself. And
right.
I had a really great guy. It was so much fun. I'm so glad I did it.
I think that's like a perfect gift for exes. You just don't let them go tandem.
Oh, my God.
Jump out.
Silly.
Oh.
I didn't think it was a crazy thing to do. Everybody's was like, I can't believe you did that.
I don't think so either.
That's
but you know
crazy,
what? A friend of mine owns that place up there. It's one of the largest places to dive in on it. And he promised my kid when he was like 6 or 7. I'm like, dude, you can't say that. But now that he's taller, because you have to be a certain age to be able to jump, even tandem.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know the first time I saw it, I was so excited, and I started playing "It's Raining Men," Hallelujah, and they were all delicious, and from all parts of the globe. I mean, people come from all over to jump.
That, yeah.
And so I was single back then. Just saying, honey, don't pay any attention to this story.
Yeah, it's premarital.
If you get to do it, you have to get the videographer too, because that's what made it so special. But he can
capture it forever.
Like, you have the crazy personality. He's awesome. You know, he knows how to have fun. He just asks you the strangest questions, and then puts it all together and gives you this little flash drive and says, "This is awesome."
Oh, wow.
Of course, they put it up on the big screen TV right there, so everybody who's coming in can see the last person who just jumped. I was like, "Oh, God, you're going to show them me?" Oh, no.
Oh, that's great.
They're like, well, was it fun? Wonderful.
I wonder, do they ask if you're going to be wearing Depends or anything? Just
no.
I don't know. If I can keep it all together.
They did not ask that question.
They did not. Thank you for the inside scoop. That's what happens on the Vero Insider. We tell you the truth, folks. We tell you the truth.
I think they were a little bit more concerned that I was not nervous. They said, "We're going higher." And I'm like, "Higher, higher."
No. I'd be scared if I was hanging up behind you. Are you wearing something? Just
we need to know the answers. We need to know. Now, listen, with this weekend coming up, I know that I'm going to be partaking in the walk. It's the Making Strides event for the American Cancer Society this weekend right here in Vero Beach at Riverside Park. For those of you who are seeing that you have the time available, you'd like to come out and show some support. We are Concierge for a Cure. Right,
that's
Beverly?
Right.
Definitely.
Okay. So you can find me and Beverly and a few other gals. We're hoping Faye will be able to come out.
I'm hoping.
We're going to be show some support. And festivities kick off anywhere between 8 and 9 o'clock. But feel free to come on down. Donations accepted and appreciated, but not a requirement.
Mandatory.
Just show that support. It's a great thing to get behind, and just a partial point of our morning. Immediately thereafter is the ribbon cutting at the Go Play Vero at the Humminston Park.
So the new
dedication
right
to the
ocean.
Yeah,
and so that was a great community effort by the private sector. They sort of saw a need and teamed up with the city. The city agreed to do the maintenance and some of
and
the
they
parameter
funded it all
stuff.
Themselves and everything. It's amazing.
Yeah, but the private sector did all that funding. And so it's going to be impressive. That ribbon cutting's at 10 o'clock. So being a mother that loves to utilize that stuff with my child down there, I am going to be there for that ribbon cutting. I think it's going to be great. It's going to be so much fun for the community.
And you think we'll be done by?
10.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come on. It's quick. It's a quick walk.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to mosey right on over.
Continue
the
walk.
It's all right there. It's all right there at your fingertips.
That's the best thing about Vero. Nothing's more than 8 minutes away. I don't care what anybody says.
Right. So true. So true. Speaking of convenience, theveroinsider.com is where you can find all of the talking points that we come up with throughout the liveliness of the show, as well as live links to all of our sponsors, random blog posts that we come up with, and
definitely
different
so.
Things. And if you get the chance, we'd love it if you could go visit. You can also see all of our archive shows.
I love your insider.
There you go.
We love you for saying that.
Beverly says, "Well, how can I hear my shows? It just goes right there." She pulls up. She goes, "Did you know my picture's there and everything?" Yes. Yes, I did.
So people can see that.
It was so easy. So, yeah, we're going to cross it right back to you. We want to put Vero Insider up on our website as well so that they can.
And speaking of website, what is your website so that our listeners can get a better idea of what services Lifestyle Concierge of Vero offers, price points, you name it?
ConciergeVero.com.
Very nice. That's simple.
You get lots of details, lots of information. You can call and just tell me a little bit about what you want. We can send you some pricing information out. It's so easy. Like, most of the time, they do call me because it's things you just have to talk through, because concierge is just not as cut and dry. Like, we do these
right.
things.
It's not a hotel concierge. This is an open-ended concierge that can do a multitude of things.
Everything that you can possibly think of that you might need some help with.
We can
figure it out. All
absolutely.
Customized services.
Speaking of customized, Faye, every event that you do is customized. What are some of the big events that are coming up in the horizon? I mean, we're halfway through October.
I know, it's crazy.
It's so crazy.
I can't believe how, you know, it horrifies me, but I'm thinking that saying that the older you get, the faster time goes.
It
I don't know about
that. It
seems
to be relevant.
Yeah, lately it feels really relevant.
There's a little truth in that.
And most of the year's already gone. It's just crazy. But what's coming
we
up?
We have Amidst the Chaos with... for Suncoast
Mental Health. That's coming up in November, right?
November 13th.
Okay.
October 24th, the wine, oh my gosh, I just drew a blank, for the Hibiscus at Ben Pine.
Passport to Wine and Dine.
Dine, exactly.
Oh!
You can't miss that.
It's so fun. They have a little passport book and you get it.
Nope, we're not doing that.
It did happen before.
Because this year it's one country.
Oh.
It's Italy. We reformatted the way that we laid out the event. It's really nice. They have live music. Mm. We'll have a nice DJ. So you'll be able to dance as well. And it's just really nice tastings and stuff like that. But it has a nice flow. So you'll go from, it's a movable feast mm-hmm. with rhythm, I say, because you come in, you check
all
in.
All right, my little Cubano.
There you go.
With the rhythm.
With the rhythm. So you come in and you have like your first courses, like what would be in the first course. And then you go into the main courses and then the desserts. So it makes sense as you're doing your tasting with your wine pairings and
it's
so forth.
It's a progression. Oh.
Yes.
Where does one purchase tickets for such a fun event? Please. Where is it being hosted?
It is, go to the Hibiscus website and you'll have all the information right there. It is definitely well worth it. Very well priced. Very fair for what you're getting. And it's a great cause.
Yes.
And a shout out to the ladies that work so hard on this. People don't, I think, forget that all these women are volunteers.
Absolutely.
And they're giving their time and their effort, and they just put a lot of heart into getting this just perfect for the people that attend.
And what is your contribution for the event?
We designed the event. We helped them with logistics and the overall flow and so forth. Unfortunately, I'm in Miami for my 900-person event at the Fontainebleau.
Yes, you are.
So I have multiple events, and then I have a wedding prior to that. So it's a little crazy week, but I even offered to drive back to help them. They go, no, we get it. So, but definitely we contribute logistics to making the event better.
For sure. And of course, are you seeing a lot of fall weddings coming up? I mean, gosh, it's just so beautiful right now. I think it would be the perfect time
is.
Of year to get married.
I think
October 10th, I saw so many posts on people that got married. I was surprised. So, no, I mean, you must be busy.
We have definitely weddings. We have, you know, several in October. November, mid-November. I'm in the islands working for events that are happening there. So it's definitely get busy. And then it kind of mellows a little bit in December.
Sure.
Because people want to, you know,
Spend time with their families at
Christmas.
Spend
time with your family. We actually advise our brides not to get married in December, because if you really want to get a gift, you know.
The gift does matter. You know, it's okay. We're not judging. It's the truth.
But, you know, it does. But you have, people have to, you know, if they're a destination wedding, they have to spend money to come.
That's right.
And it's better for everyone. I say leave December open. Not to say not to get married in December. If you want to get married, call me. It's fine.
Yeah. Call her. It's
but,
fine.
You know, December is usually for family. And I tell everybody, you know, wait until mid, you know, January and on. And then I'm busy from, let's say, January, you know, the third week of January on with weddings.
Oh, that's so exciting. And of course, there's going to be couples. Even I see this a lot in the moving business, couples that prepare far in advance, then couples that just are excited and ready to do it. And it's like happening next week. But you offer something for all of that.
Yeah, we work with every budget. Pretty much if we can't do something, we're very candid and let you know what, you know, because sometimes people have a vision that they've seen, because technology is a wonderful thing, from Pinterest to Facebook, all that. But the reality is that some of the things they're visualizing, it doesn't really fall within their budget. But we always make everybody's wedding, you know, their dream wedding. And also, in addition, we also get reached out to do the decorations for people's homes for the holidays and all that. And then the smaller parties, you know, Christmas brunches and things like that we help. So I tell everyone, no two people are the same, no event's the same.
Right.
So we meet everybody's, you know, criteria, and we work with them from there. And
oh,
create the ideal.
Just so exciting. I think best over a glass of wine. And again, thank you to White Glove for allowing us to take this delicious little bottle of Torontes. There's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back. You're listening to the Vero Insider this Wine Wednesday.
Treasure Coast Community Health is healthcare for all people. It's actually what we call a patient-centered healthcare home. That's not a building where you stay. It's how they care for you. Treasure Coast Community Health provides preventative and chronic care. So whether you're in need of dental care, women's health care, primary care, geriatrics, or even pharmacy, TCCH, Treasure Coast Community Health, is there to take care of you. And TCCH works on a sliding scale, eliminating financial hardships, and accepts Medicare, Medicaid, and Florida Kid Care, and most other insurances. TCCH's four locations are serving Indian River County. TCCHINC.org. Call 257-8224. Treasure Coast Community Health. Healthcare for all people.
Hi, this is Matt Resch from Premier Landscape Solutions. At Premier, we do so much more than service your lawn. We provide professional service with communication with our clientele. This allows us to deliver you a lawn that will make you proud. Commercial or residential, Premier offers both semi and annual contracts. Please call us today for a free quote, 633-8598. For a pristine lawn, call Premier Landscape Solutions, 633-8598.
Moving is so overwhelming.
It can be, but not with White Glove Moving and Storage. With us, you play, we move. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, White Glove is the team to count on, offering full-service moving solutions, from boxes to packing, even rehanging of the pictures in the new place, or just help with the big and heavy stuff. So as you prepare for that upcoming move, be sure to call White Glove at 866-GLOVE-10. White Glove, we put the love back in moving. Let's do it, girls. We're in the home stretch.
It's amazing how fast it goes, right?
It's a full hour.
Oh, my gosh.
And it just flew by. It's so crazy. Thank you for tuning in this Wine Wednesday. You're listening to The Vero Insiders. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery.
Faye Dominique. Welcome back, everyone.
And your guest, Beverly McCormick from Lifestyle Concierge of Vero
Beach. We love having you, darling. It's so fun. We were talking during the break about how you are an exceptional personal shopper. And before we elaborate on that, let's just give a couple quick shout outs to all of our sponsors that make this show possible. Sandridge, the premier public golf course right here in Vero. Brand new pro shop, brand new classes offered. So make sure that you reach out to them for the golf in your life or yourself. Foxy Nails, located in the Fresh Market Plaza, open 7 days a week. Florals by Faye. She's beautiful. She's busy. She donates her time, her energy. So if you have a special event upcoming, you make sure that you reach out to Faye so that your event is a success.
Thank you.
That's just my recommendation, and I would never steer you wrong. Blue Star. We adore Blue Star. They have completely redesigned their restaurant, the menu.
Lovely job, yes.
It's so exciting. So go show Kitty some love there at Blue Star Tuesday through Saturday. White Glove Moving, the best movers in the Treasure Coast. In fact, we won the Hometown News 2015.
That's right.
Yep. Preferred moving and storage provider. Pac Mail Beachside, we're right there on the intersection of Mockingbird and Beachland. If you have any shipping needs, big or small, you can trust Pac Mail to get it there. Hair Studio of Vero, right there on US 1 in the public plaza on Oslo and US 1. She is affordable. She is meticulous. She is fun. You're going to enjoy the color bar. You're going to enjoy your entire experience there at the Hair Studio of Vero. And of course, Lifestyle Concierge. Thank you for joining us. Now tell us about your personal shopping. So you see things and you just send it to your faves, then what?
Yeah, sometimes It's just something I just have a little knack for. I don't know. Every once in a while, I'll be just reading the paper and they'll see a sale on something somewhere that somebody just happened to mention to me. We've got a mutual friend that one day she said something to me coming out of her after lunch after the cobalt or something. She says, you know, I'm really looking for a set of stainless steel bowls. 3 weeks later, I remember somebody said that to me and I saw them in a store and it was a great deal. And I'm like, somebody wants these bowls. I know there's somebody who wants these bowls.
Yes.
So I have to buy these bowls, but then I have to make a few phone calls and find out
who it was.
And she was just tickled pink. She goes, you remembered. She goes, we just got in the house a couple months ago and we haven't had time to go out and get all these, you know, special little pieces. And, you know, sometimes you just see that right outfit in a sales flyer somewhere that you're like, yeah, that would really look sharp on that banker friend of mine. That she showed up with the suit on and I was like, wow, you really took my advice. I went in and I fell in love with it. So far, I've done really well.
That's
fantastic.
I'm dressing people.
And personal shoppers are something that are hard to come by. Mm-hmm. So that the fact that you can lend that expertise to our listeners. And again, people can follow you on Facebook. That is Concierge Vero.
ConciergeVero.com. Yep.
And they can follow the Vero Insider.
Yes.
At Facebook.
You've got to follow.
We have all sorts of fun stuff that we post daily. We're pretty dedicated to that one. And
the website's done really well, too, as well.
Our fresh website. I love our pictures. I've gotten so many compliments. That was from Susie at PS Photography.
We love our Susie. She does
lovely
work. She did
a great job. And it was really a lot of fun and quick. I mean,
and she's professional. Yeah. And she just does such an amazing work. And just so easy to work with. Talk about beyond user-friendly and kind. Susie, PS Photography. Check her out.
PS. So, Faye, we've got a few events that you had mentioned that are coming up right here. October 24th, we have the Passport to Wine and Zine to benefit the Hibiscus Children's Center. November 13th
is the one for Suncoast.
Okay, Suncoast Mental Health.
Yeah. And then we have the upcoming gala for Hibiscus as well, November. Mm. And then Harvest. There's a lot going on.
You know, Suncoast Mental Health is going to be the nonprofit beneficiary for the October 23rd Realtors Association of Indian River County Trade Show. We only have a handful of tables left. So if you're interested, if your business caters to the real estate industry and realtors are a target market of yours, it would be foolish of you to miss this event. It only happens every other year. Oh. So because of that, we always have a strong turnout from our realtors. They come out, they show their support, and they're interested in getting the tools that we provide to them so that they can lend this expertise to their buyers and sellers. It's from 2 to 5, October 23rd. It's a Friday. It's a casino slash carnival themed game inspiration type of trade show. So it's going to be high energy. It's right at the end of the day on Friday. So if you get the chance, it's going to be posted onto our Facebook and our website. If you're a non-member, the table is only $250. All of the proceeds go to Suncoast Mental Health.
Great organization.
So it's a fantastic tie-in where no matter your income level, no matter where you are in life, mental health is a real thing that we need to bring awareness to. And
definitely, because of stigma and so forth, it's not. Well, people get educated, understand, and what they do and what they're able to help is amazing. And it does make difference in people's lives.
It sure does. And it's right here in our own backyard. It's something great to support. And again, the 23rd, all of those proceeds will go to Suncoast Mental Health. So again, if you are in the industries that will benefit realtors, I suggest you reach out.
Where will it be? The location of
it's at the Realtors Association building right there off of US 1 as you head towards Wabasso, 67th Street in US 1. And it's just a few weeks away, but it's going to be tons of fun. I am so excited about my game as White Glove Movie, and we're going to do the fishbowl game.
I was going to say, are you going to give us a clue what the scheme is?
Oh, I'm so excited, but I have like a different twist on it because no one's taking home a goldfish. I can assure you of that. No one's taking home a goldfish from White Glove. No,
wonder
no,
what we're
no.
taking home then.
I have something better.
Fish
way
wine?
Better.
Fish sake.
Way better. Mm-hmm. We have about a minute before we wrap up. Is there anything that y'all want to share?
Just, you know, look at the calendars, look at the social calendars, look at our websites, find out what the events are coming, support your community. We have an amazing community in the events and the organizations are well deserving of your support.
Sure. Lots of professional support in River County for all the different organizations, and I love that.
Sure.
Check it out.
Can I do a random thing here? It's cream of pumpkin soup at Mo Bay Grill. Delicious.
Oh yeah.
It's fall, folks. I'm just here to lend my expertise.
Just in case, I know that the weather here doesn't always attend, but it is fall.
And of course, I just completed a sangria article that was featured in last week's Your News Weekly. Best sangria that I found and most unique, Blue Star Rosé Sangria. Insanely good.
Have that with Kitty's bread pudding. You guys will die when you taste Kitty's bread.
Or
with... Sorry, it just came back. It was so good.
It was so good.
So good.
Or with escargot. Mm. I know, that's how I did it.
Did you start with the dessert and work your way backwards?
No, I worked it.
I love that idea, though.
Let me tell you, my friend that was with me and that does not like bread pudding, despises it, all kidding aside, and said that that wasn't bread pudding. It was one of the best desserts they've ever had.
Wow.
I'll be honest with you. I'm a Southern girl, so I wasn't really raised around bread pudding, but I am game for just about anything. If I'll jump out of a plane, I'll try
bread pudding. If you'll jump out of a plane, you'll try some bread pudding.
I'll try some bread pudding.
That's our concierge.
Bread pudding. Made with croissant.
She's so darn cute. That was so...
Eat and be merry, guys. It's October. It's fall. Be happy.
And it's fun.
It is fun.
Especially on Wine Wednesday.
I know.
Exactly.
I would cheers you, but I'm out of wine. This is sad.
I'll share some of mine.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
We'll have to chip in and give Anna some wine.
I'm telling you.
Oh, there we go. It's a good cause. It's a good cause. Visit thebureauinsider.com and be sure to tune in next week.
Definitely. We'll be here. You better be.
Cheers.
Yeah.